Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's mini talk on Space Dandy for episode 3. Occasionally, even the deceiver is deceived, baby. Interesting titles for these episodes, always ending with baby, too. I'm Jero, joined by Faux Shizzle.
Hey.
And Overcool.
Hi, everyone.
So, now that we're 3 episodes in, a lot of people can kind of use the 3 episode rule if they choose to or whatever. I think with the 3rd episode of this, we have an idea of what the series is going to be doing, unless it pulls a samurai flamenco and just goes really weird and dumb and crazy. But with the 3 episodes, we kind of see they're pushing the reset button after every episode. So it, in some sense, you can kind of ignore things that happened in previous episodes, like dying, for example. It kind of makes for hit and miss, you could say, with, you know, the humor that is a big part of the show, the jokes and stuff. So it kind of depends. So right now, at least, it seems like per episode, we can, you know, kind of graph our interests, whether we're high or low. Do you guys feel that way or any different?
I kind of like the way it's been chugging along, the episodic nature of it, because I guess once the series is done, if you were to go back, you could kind of watch the episodes in any order, at least how it is now, you could watch it in any order. And it wouldn't really matter because, like you said, it just resets after every episode. Like in the first episode, they all died and they all came back. And then at the end of this episode, Meow meets his unfortunate end, but we all know he's probably going to come back.
Yeah, I was going to say it's kind of like Bebop in a way where there's certain episodes you can skip and they're one shots basically. Mm-hmm. That if you missed it, it won't, you know, destroy the story for you, like some of the comedic episodes. And the Space Dandy, it's one feels kind of the same, that if you missed the first two episodes, you can kind of still jump into this easily.
I think I saw some tweet, somebody was theorizing that Space Dandy and Cowboy Bebop are in the same universe.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's true. Isn't their currency the same, too?
Wulongs, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Interesting.
Space Dandy, Spike Spiegel, yeah. That would be a interesting crossover. Get on it, internet. Make some pictures.
That would be.
So for this episode, we start off with going to the alien registration center. This time they tried to disguise Meow as a new species. Come on, man, really?
You're gonna
get that
dying.
Past scanners.
I was laughing
it was pretty
so hard.
Bad.
They like lipstick on his face. He was like, "What the hell are you doing? It's not gonna work."
Yeah. It's not about fooling Scarlet. It's about fooling the machines that they have. After that, there's a scene where they're eating space food, and it came through the Galaxy Mail Order Space Difference Space Delivery Service, and it expired 10,000 years ago. So it's really ugly looking food. Looks like some ugly Lucky Charms or something, where you can buy one and get 365 free.
I wonder why.
Sounds like a great, great deal.
Hope it was cheap.
Yep.
Yeah, and one of the running gags throughout the episode was the holographic boobies card with Honey shaking her stuff, and Meow was, you know, just like a typical cat, just kind of, you know, poking at it and stuff, and like, oh, boobies. So after that, they eventually land on some unknown planet after Dandy accidentally pushed a button, and they meet some ugly creature, but it's not the ones that we thought were ugly. Well, those ones are kind of ugly, too, but there's one that's even worse, whose name is Mommy Toss. She's an ugly creature who Gogol was actually fearful enough of her that they decided, we shouldn't go for Space Dandy. You know?
The whole fleet.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like you said last week, he's got this giant fleet of ships and everything. And he's scared as one alien. Like, oh my god, really?
Mm-hmm.
Your boss is going to be so mad again.
Mm-hmm.
But she's number one on the list of things to not be eaten by.
That's right.
As it turns out, she's just a big boob creature. Just lots of boobs and stuff, and trying to eat them, but she unsuccessfully does that after they feed her some of the expired space food that makes her turn all purple and just basically pass out. And as an award for submitting her as a new species, they got 99,000 Wulongs, which eventually makes up for the lack of the loss of the boobies card.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
And what was also funny about the space card is that Dandy was all set to just sort of leave Meow behind, you know, fallen comrade. Then he found out the card was lost. Don't worry. Lucky for him, Space Dandy never abandons his friends.
I freaking died again.
That's just so like him. He's so fickle. Like, I feel like this is going to happen a lot in the past where he's going to completely shaft Meow all the time.
You think he's going to be scared of boobs now because the monster like, tried to eat him?
No. Never.
He's probably like, it's got 1,000 boobs. Good
enough. Maybe he'll just go back to asses.
Yeah, butts. Yeah, butts will be number one.
Yeah, again.
And then also the Aloha Oe, or one of not that exact ship, but one of the mini ships that they were using to travel, can turn into a mecha, much to the surprise of QT. Even had a pompadour and stuff on it, Hawaiian shirt. Looked pretty cool.
That was pretty good. I'm like, wow, didn't expect that to happen. Like a mecha randomly appearing.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I kind of expected that Mamitas was going to turn into an alien. Uh-huh. But I did not expect this giant Hawaiian shirt wearing mecha to pop out of nowhere and just engage in battle.
Pacific Rim fight in the middle of space. Like, yes.
Awesome. Exactly.
It kind wonderful. Of is, now that you say that.
This giant boob monster. And yeah. But yeah, when I was watching, I was like, it's kind of like, she just crashes on the planet at the same time as them. Like, right, I'm sure that really happened. Okay. So I was watching this with my dad, and he's like, me and him were both the same time. Like, as soon as she transformed, we both thought we knew it. Like, we knew she was, like, too good to be true.
Yeah, there was something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and her outfit was especially weird with the unnecessary short pants she was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's pretty much the episode of Space Dandy, and I was bringing up the graph thing. I think compared to episode 2, I would kind of rank this a little lower. I thought episode 2 kind of had the whole package, had some substance going for it, and there was some good stuff in here, and like the whole thing about Dandy leaving and then coming back to get his boobies card I thought was pretty funny, and there's some other specific line I'm not remembering, but I kind of laughed at. But a decent episode, but not the highlight of the series, in my opinion, so far.
Yeah, I liked episode 2 a little bit more than this one. Not that this one was bad by any means, just episode 2 hit the mark a little bit more.
Yeah, and with Meow being around, he's kind of a plot point for most of the episodes. He kind of gets him involved in all this random mess. Usually involved with food, which makes sense, I guess, because he's a kind of animal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and hopefully now with a little bit more time with sort of having adventures with these characters, that maybe in some future episodes you can kind of have more a more Meow-centric episode or even a QT-centric episode, which could kind of be fun in a combination of jokes and fun stuff, have a little bit of a story with it that might be worth enjoying along with the jokes and stuff.
We get the QT upgrade arc.
Yeah.
Like upgrade into that mecha version.
Like, yeah, doesn't have to look at a book anymore.
Yeah. Need a new processor or something.
Yeah, I could see that episode now where QT upgrades and it's like, oh man, I'll get all these amazing upgrades, and then things kind of go haywire, and then at the end of the episode he has to go back to his outdated version.
Right, the power gets too, it corrupts him, and he's just like power hungry. And
yeah, it's kind of like Mako in Kill La Kill, that one episode.
True, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Okay, so that has been our mini talk for episode 3. For Fosh and Overcooled, I'm Jero. We'll see you next week for episode 4.
See ya.
Bye. I'm not going to be able to do that.